Hey, we're back on with Walt Noah from Black Duck in Rapid River talking some bird hunting. Walt, thanks for more of your time.
Absolutely love talking to you.
We had a great conversation earlier this hour about your trip up Newberry over by Sini into the refuge, and actually had a great part of that conversation regarding sharp-tailed grouse and how you kicked up 7 of them in a covey. And that's pretty neat stuff. Remind folks again how you identify a sharptail in the UP anyway versus a rough grouse, so you're not accidentally shooting them illegally.
Correct. All right. So my biggest thing, there are two things I look for. Number one, when they get up and they're flying away from you, you're going to see a lot of white. Their bellies and their tails, underneath their tail is white, and they cluck. They make a lot of clucking. It's cluck, 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 cluck. And when you get 7 of them get up there and they're all clucking, yeah, you should know.
And that's the other thing, too, is if you got a covey like you ran into, 7 of them, they don't get up one at a time like grouse do. They get up all at once.
Yep. It was really neat. I haven't seen a covey like that in quite a while.
Now, probably since I've been out west last was the last time I saw any sharptail.
Right.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about woodcock, because you said you got 9 woodcock, was it? Which is not unusual for that area, and we've gotten a lot of rain, so there's plenty of that mushy ground habitat that woodcock love. But what's your thoughts on migration?
You know, it hasn't hit our area, or, you know, that Wetmore over to Newberry yet, I don't believe. I mean, the birds we got, 3 of them, and I don't think they were flight birds. I mean, usually your flight birds have a lot of fat on them, and these didn't. Now, talking to my son over in Amasaw 2 weeks ago, he had 19 woodcock flushes in an hour and 40 minutes.
Whoa.
He's pretty convinced that they were flight birds.
Huh.
And other people I've talked to over that Crystal Falls, Amasaw, that whole area have been doing great on woodcock, a lot of woodcock.
Did you happen to get a grouse report from that area?
Yeah, oh yeah, he said they're seeing a lot of grouse over there. Well, you and I have talked in the past that Crystal to Amasaw, you know, that whole area is just really, really big, big open country, a lot of grouse, a lot of woodcock.
A lot of great habitat for grouse, huh?
Yep. I mean, when they've gone in there, if you go off what they call a grade, you know, you'll see where they've taken a section 12, 14 years ago and leveled it. And boy, is it gorgeous cover now.
Wow, I'm super pumped up about it, and I hope you and I get a chance to take a couple shotguns and dogs for a walk at the very least this year, Walt. Miss having you on the show. It's good to hear your voice again, and I love that it's hunting season, so we get to talk more.
Well, I appreciate it, and we should try to, in the next couple weeks, we should try to go up to Amasaw. I would love to get into those kind of numbers with the dogs we've got.
Well, hopefully by next spring, things will be back to normal, and you'll be training dogs, and we'll be talking on the regular. And in the meantime, I'm looking forward to catching up with you again next week and talking bird hunting reports.
I got a 3-day hunt this weekend. I will have an updated report for you.
Excellent. Walt Noah from Black Duck, and this is The Outdoor Show.